Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Petersburg is an old city built from brick and asphalt, concrete and steel. It might seem an unlikely place for agriculture, but Marcus Comer has launched a program to make it so.
I actually caught a lot of resistance when I first brought up the idea. They thought, oh, you can't do that. That won't work.
But Comer knew better. Other cities were growing crops. So in 2014, he settled into a building on Harding Street, where Petersburg's black community once gathered to be entertained.
This building was used as part of the Chitlin Circuit. The black artists, they couldn't perform at the other places, so they had their own place here. You had James Brown, Aretha Franklin, Sam Cooke, all the Motown folk.
Since then, the building has served as a school and a recreation center, while the neighborhood around it changed.
We have this lot across the street. We have a lot kind of down and around the corner. And so more and more, they're tearing down the old houses and clearing land, so there's land available. We also have people in the community that have taken on urban agriculture as a change of lifestyle.
And why not? The growing season is long and rain is plentiful in this central Virginia metropolis, suitable for raising fruit and vegetables.
Tomatoes, cucumbers, cauliflower, turnip greens, collard greens, carrots, I mean, you name it.
The soil could sometimes be better.
A lot of these plots have had homes on them, so they've got some contaminated soil. So we do put in garden boxes in some places.
Comer brings a lifetime of experience to the community, leading workshops and certification programs for adults, after-school programs and summer camps for kids.
My father was an ag professor at Tennessee State, Nashville. So I grew up in the city, but my parents were both from West Tennessee, out in the country, a little town called Jackson. And so I would spend summers there working with my grandfather on his farm. He had chickens, he had hogs, he had cows, he had it all. And he did everything the old-fashioned way.
Comer takes a modern approach to urban farming, installing a solar array on the roof to power greenhouses and laboratories inside. The key to attracting new people to farming, he says, is to show them it's more than plows and sows. It's a business with good opportunities for growth.
The most successful person is the person that finds that niche market.
Student Paul Meyer, for example, grows ginger.
It's a little bit of a science trying to get your ginger to grow because it's more of a tropical crop. So you have to start it indoors during the wintertime to have it ready for the summer. But the breweries, the local breweries, it's a hot thing right now to sell to breweries.
And Comer says others can succeed by producing more familiar produce for home delivery.
As much as I would like everybody to grow something, there are some people, they don't want to grow. They just want to eat healthy. You do the work for them and make it happen.
Some of his students will become avid gardeners, but others, like Sajida Chohan, a former professor of English literature, will have careers in agriculture, enrolling in the urban program offered at nearby Virginia State.
When I had my son, I just became super aware of eating differently, using the earth as a tool. Anything I can eat, I love to grow it.
And to promote this love of cultivating crops and raising animals, Virginia State offers tours of its 416-acre demonstration farm to thousands of kids each year, children who often think food comes from a supermarket. I'm David Seidel.